Blog Talk Radio.
Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King and the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread like I know something y'all don't know. And that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth. Before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all with.
I'm chilling on a dirt road. Laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window. And ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life drive. And that's right, I'm hitting easy street on my tires.
I sit back and think about them good old days. The way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits. And if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go. Down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right. But we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really wanna know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends. We'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
I'm chillin' on a dirt road. Laid back, swervin' like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window. And ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. Got me reminiscing on the good times. Turning off a real life driving, that's right. I'm hitting easy street on my tires. That's right.
morning, Fastway Nation. How are y'all doing tonight? Welcome to the show. We have a great lineup for you tonight. We've got NASCAR went for Speedway Racing this past week. We've got that plus Fastway Sports Show. We standing and results from that race. We've got the World of Outlaws preparing to do a little bash in Bristol. We've got the All-Stars winning in Pennsylvania, the penalty, and so much more. Plus, we will also be joined in by another special guest tonight in just a little bit. So, sit back, grab in, get pumped about the crazy. Go!
From the 357 Woodworks Studios in Stark County on the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tottich.
That's right. This is the Fast Lane Sports presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. I'm your host Pete. Thank God it's Monday. Another Monday. Welcome to the show. This is Fast Lane Sports Show. We are coming to you live from the 357 Woodworks Studios. Thank you, Scott, over at 357 Woodworks for giving us the wonderful, beautiful studios that we have. Thank you to Scott over there at 357 for being on board with us again for another year. We definitely appreciate Scott over there for being a good friend of the show. Also, thank you and shout out to Margazano Design. Bree over there has done a few things for the show. She's made a few things. We've had some basks that we've done for different raffles. She's also made koozies for us in the past that are still available. We have those on our website. If you see them, you want one, get a hold of me, and we can get you one of those. She's made some other stuff for us as well. So if you are on Facebook listening, show scroll to Facebook, be sure to swing by and give Margazon Designs a like on Facebook and check out some of the things that she has done. If you need a creative gift for maybe a wedding shower, an anniversary present, a birthday gift, if you want something that's funny or cute or just original, be check out the things that she can make and that she has made. And she can make some custom some new for that gift. So be sure to check that out on Facebook. Also, shout out to Debbie G Photography. We'll be seeing her in a few weeks when we go to Jennerstown for opening night. She will be there as well doing pictures. She does Jennerstown a couple times a year. She does Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Those are two main acts that she goes throughout the year. So if you are a driver, spouse driver, relative, anything of a driver, track owner, promoter, you need some race photography, be sure to turn to Debbie G Photography. Also, big shout out to Barbell as well. Well, they have been on board with us since the very beginning. So we always give them a big shout out. And of course, without them, we wouldn't have our barbershave phone line for guests to use to call in. In fact, we'll be using that again here very shortly when we have our next special guest coming on this week. And it will be Tyler Harris. He is the new track announcer at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. And that is a dirt track. Speaking of dirt tracks, I think it's time that we do a little getting dirty and talking dirty here on the Fast Lane Sports Show. Oh, that's right. That is a time to get a little dirty here on the Fast Lane Sports Time for the dirtiest show on the internet. And I'm bringing in my co-host, Miss Christina, now. Get a little dirty and in the dirty South. Okay, I'm not in the South. Christina is in the South now. And the Hell of Outlaws are about to be in the South. They attack Bristol coming up this weekend. Christina, come to the show. We've got a lot to talk about tonight as far as this dirt rain goes. It's been a heck of a weekend.
Yeah,
it's
been a lot of fun, a lot of dirt, a lot of very dirty dirt. It's beer. I mean, we had it all this weekend, and I mean, why not? This is the best time of the year. Mother Nature needs to stop trying to rain on everybody's parade, but I mean, it's been a fun weekend. I'm pretty sure we got to see some great racing in Pennsylvania. We got to see some racing with the Outlaws. Everything that could happen, happened. So, and how NASCAR managed to only wreck half the field instead of the whole field. So it was win-win.
Yeah, we had dirt racing, Christina, from Indiana to Pennsylvania all weekend. We'll talk about the All-Star starters. We'll get to them until after our special guest. Before he comes on, though, we'll talk about the World of Balance, not energy drink stars, were at Tri-State Speedway in Indiana on Saturday. And, Christina, I mean, what is there? What more can be said about this young man? He has taken quite a hold on the world of outlaw knowledge during Sprint Sprinters. He's got 4 wins on the year here now, and we've only really ran 15 races. We talked about Sir Carson Marino. Mm-hmm. 4 wins here. He talked about Brady and Sheldon Alden and Field. Saturday. Wow.
I mean, he's tired of us all talking about Brad Sweetley's points. That's what it is. He's decided that he wants to, like, get the, you know, on the gas pedal. He's had 3 in a row now for himself. So that's all that matters. And that Jason Johnson Racing 41 sprint car is hooked up. And, I mean, he's trying to do what it is. He's got back-to-back wins in Missouri and Indiana and everything else, and now they're going to go to Bristol, which is where he needs to have his head held high and have that good luck under his belt, because he's going to need it in the pursuit of $50,000. But, I mean, that's what it is. He wants to beat that Casey Kane Racing number 49 Napa Parts, you know, sprint car, and that's what he's been trying to do. So it happens, and he's proven again and again why the 41 team is amazing, and they do great work. Not to say the other drivers don't, but this is great. This is what they've lived for.
Yeah, I mean, he's got 2 in a row. He won at Tri-State Speedway. He won the previous Saturday at Federated Arts Raceway at I-55 in Missouri. Before that, Chris, we had Jacob Pickup get a win at the Jason Johnson Classic. We had Brent Marks get a win out in Texas. It's been quite a while since Brad got first win. But with all of these wins that Carson Messina is racking up, Christina, Brad Sweet is still racking up those PMs. So Carson hasn't really been able to dig too much into that lead that Brad Sweet has. But 4 wins on this so far, that's got to be a huge boost for that number 1 team.
It is, and it's going to be what they need. They have the correct momentum needed to go into what we're going into. And, you know, that's the Coliseum. It's dirt racing. We're still going to be racing on dirt in Bristol. You know, if you hated it, sorry about your luck. They're not getting rid of it. little known fact is coming back for NASCAR on dirt next year, too, already. I already confirmed that one. So, I mean, these guys are really going to go into this with 3 days of racing coming up at Bristol Motor Speedway, and they have their head on. They got that car dialed in, and that's what they need to do. They just need to keep, you know, that momentum rolling. And who knows? Brad Sweet could tumble. I mean,
we've seen it before.
I'm pretty sure I've jinxed it before, and it's happened. So, I mean, We never know. I've been known to do that unintentionally. Well, yeah, unintentionally for the most part. So it's a matter of time before we see if, you know, the 41 has what it takes to get rid of that 49 at the top of the leaderboard. We got 3 nights of racing coming up. It could happen.
Yes, we do. Also, we had the World of Outlaw Case Construction late models running this past weekend, and they were here in Ohio at Atomic Speedway for the Outlaw Asian.
And
I didn't go. But we had 2 nights of great racing down there. And speaking of Outlaws, before we talk about those 2 nights, our special guest comes in just a few minutes. Will be Tyler Harris of Pennsylvania Speedway. And if you're in this area and you're for a late model race to go to, there's always a huge late model race at Pittsburgh Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. The Lucasville Late Model Dirt Series always comes to Pitt PPMS, and that is
great.
In October. Here it'll be the 34th Pittsburgher. I believe it's a 100-lap race. And it's $20,000 to win. It all tracks all of the big late model drivers. You know, we will still talk to Tyler about that race, though. But before we get that far, let's talk about this past win at Atomic. We had two different winners past week.
I'm glad.
And we and we've also got shake up in the points as well because of.
Well, that's because somebody tried to cheat.
Well, we got. I'm sure you'll let us all know about that. But Friday, the first night at Atomic, we had Tyler Herb getting there.
Uh-huh.
He beat out Josh Rice and Tanner English that first night.
Kind of. It's technically not who finished second, but when you cheat, you get caught. Okay, because if you were paying attention, y'all were paying attention. I know you were. So you know that Josh Rice, technically, when they crossed the line, finished third. Now, this is no knock to Josh Rice. He's not the one that boo-booed. He's not the one that decided to try and cheat. Go, Brandon Shepard did. I mean, it is like, I don't know. Do we have some, like, other late model driver like rubbing off on him or something? I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, just throwing it out there. Scott Blomquist. But, you know, it doesn't, you know. So he technically crossed the line second, but was disqualified after failing the group check-in post-race technical inspection.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. 25th for him instead of second. I guess cheating really doesn't pay off. Doesn't really pay the bills. But that was night one, and yes, Tyler Herb could not be touched. He was the fastest. I don't like Tyler Herb, so it is what it is. But then night
old turbo.
Two, yeah, little turbo who tries to fight people. What's it? So I was disqualified from another series. But I digress. You know, it is what it is. But, I mean, you know, cheated one night, apparently didn't cheat the next night. I mean, I don't think they were going to, you know, get into that the second night. But Brandon Shepard did win Saturday night, finally wins at Atomic. I mean, it's his first. I don't understand that. It's his first win there. All-time wins. He finally reached the peak. I'm sorry. He reached the peak of all-time wins. Sorry. He had the most wins in this series. But, you know, at Atomic. That's crazy. That's a lot of races there. Well, Dennis Rodman Jr. and Josh Richards. Josh Richards and him are now tied with some stuff, but, you know, for the most outlaw wins, him and Josh Richards, I bet you Josh Richards is trying to find a ride now to beat that, but, it is what it is. But he ends up winning, and we saw Dennis Cerf Jr. and Max Blair round out your podium, for night two, and, I mean, kind of expect him to be at the top. Did I expect him to actually get disqualified and have all that stuff happen? Actually, no. That was the one person I didn't expect to get, you know, busted with an infraction for something like that, but it happened.
A little uncharacteristic,
you know,
for that team.
Yeah, a little, but you spoke of the points, so talk about the points shakeup, because it really shook him.
Well, I mean, our podium for Saturday night, our top three in points currently for the World of Outlaw, for our World of Outlaw Case Construction late models, got Dennis Serves on top of the points standings right now. He's got a decent lead over Max Blair in second. Brandon Shepard is in third now, All three of them have a win. Serb being the most consistent of the three, though, with five top five, nine top ten, and got a pretty solid lead. Then Serb does over Max Blake, 44 points to him, and he got 66-point lead on Brandon Schmidt. Again, Christina, we talk all the time. It's still early in the season. We've seen Brandon and Schefter go on tears and rack up the podiums and rack the wins. And so it's not panic mode yet, but Friday night did hurt his Shepherd quite a bit in the points.
That's why you don't cheat. I'm just saying. But it is what it is, and we're going to move on from this past weekend, and they're also going to be at Bristol, and, you know, that's where anything could happen. A sizable change in the points could happen again. We got three nights. Some of these guys already had taken some place and some racing, late model racing at Bristol. So they're a little, you know, more well-versed in the dirt at Bristol than compared to, you know, last year and such when they first got on there and there was craziness. I still expect this to be craziness. That's why the late models are my favorite. They go balls to the walls. They don't care. I mean, we're going to see everybody wrecking everyone. And we're going to see NASCAR drivers in late models.
We are.
And not just Kyle Larson at that. So, I mean, we got other ones in there.
I also saw, and we have our special guest is on hold. They are here, so we will bring Tyler on just a couple minutes. He is waiting patiently for us. A newly refurbished green room. Over there, so hopefully he is comfortable and waiting. But the World of Outlaws are now getting ready to bash Bristol with dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I did just see something on Twitter as well that there's going to be a little ray of sunshine in Bristol this weekend with the light models. So
I love it.
Little
Why not?
Different.
Everyone else can do it. Why can't? Yeah, if everyone else can do it, so can he.
Right.
But it's gonna be fun. I look forward to it. But don't let your guests hold much longer. I will talk all night about late models. You know that. That's my second love to dirt racing altogether would be just that I love late model racing more than I do sprint cars. So yeah, I said it. You can hate me both. But, yeah, bring him on. I like we got a PA, PA guy on the show tonight. That's great for me. I'm not the only Pennsylvania person.
Yes, we will bring Tyler on in just one second. We will a quick break, though, first. So keep it tuned right here. Chris will be back. Don't worry. Around 9 o'clock, we will come back on for the second hour, and we will finish our Talking Dirty segment because we have all stars to talk about still as well. So we'll do that. But we have our special guest on hold. We will take a quick commercial break. On the other side, we will come back with Tyler from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Speedway. So keep it tuned right here to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. We'll be right back.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man.
Right, welcome back to the show. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. And we are joined tonight by another special guest and also a track that is familiar with the show. We've been there several times over the past few years. We've had people track on our show as well. We're joined now on the Barbasol phone line by Mr. Tyler Harris. Good evening, Tyler. Tyler, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Pete. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. It's it was nice for the most part today, and then them kind of fell out and it got cold and rainy. So now we're dealing with some rain here right now. So it's coming your way, though. I made sure to put it down round Route 30 straight for you guys.
Yeah, I saw that on the radar. It looks like a little bit of rain and then a cold front, you know, just in time for this week's opening event for the weekend. But, hey, we did have a really nice weekend last weekend. Got to see some racing locally at Lernerville Speedway. But this weekend we hope that the weather's going to cooperate. It looks like it will, and we can get to our – we actually had to cancel our test and tune this previous weekend. And then it looks like our season opener for April 30th is going to be good to go. So hopefully the weather cooperates and we can get back to racing on Dirt's Monster Half Mile.
Yeah, we definitely want to. We've got several tracks, like you mentioned. Lernerville was this past weekend. We've got Port Royal, Williams Grove has been running. Wayne County Speedway ran this past weekend. Well, this past weekend was phenomenal in terms of racing, not only for spectators, I'm sure the drive and the track teams were loving. And the especially in this part of the country this past weekend, and it was a little on the side, but I think it was a happy reprieval from what we've been to deal with the past couple months.
Yeah, I have to agree. And the nice thing is too is if you're not able to make it, you know, being on the Western PA side of the state, it's not so bad if I want to take a 3-hour drive out to Port Royal Speedway and go check out a show. However, the convenience of having Flow Racing subscriptions or Dirt Vision subscriptions and be able to catch those races from home is just really nice. And that's actually something that we can talk about a little bit later on in this interview is about how Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway is actually going to have some of those opportunities to have a live streamed coverage throughout the year. So hopefully more on that to come.
Oh yeah, we'll definitely talk about it. Seems like Flow Racing is really expanding their reach across a lot of the small town short tracks and getting a lot more tracks out there, which is awesome and great for these tracks, especially. Tyler, I know you know, being in the area, you've seen, I'm sure, your fair share of small town short tracks not be able to survive the several years even prior to the pandemic, and we know how hard that was on some tracks. So how important is for you when you show up to PPMS every weekend over the last couple of years to see the crowd numbers? We try to encourage people on this show, and that's mainly what our show's focus is in these small town short tracks. But how important has it been for you guys to keep the fans that you have to get you through the last couple of years? Because, you know, quite frankly, it has been pretty tough on some racetracks.
Yeah, absolutely. The fans are the utmost important thing in this sport. Any driver will tell you that. Any promoter will tell you that. Any track official will pretty much tell you that. That's pretty much just universal. So fan engagement is so important. And, you know, talk about one of the things that, you know, we really look to improve upon. It's not just fan engagement while the fans are there at the racetrack, but it's also the fan engagement on social media as well. And that's something we look really forward to honing in on this upcoming season for 2022. And if you haven't already followed us on Facebook, you can go ahead and search Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway on Facebook, and it'll pop right up, and go ahead and give us a like or a follow and follow along throughout our season and get some more information. But engaging with the fans on social media is such a valuable tool, and like I said, it's something that I really look forward to trying to utilize a little bit more. But once we get you to the track and once we get you there to enjoy a night of racing with us on a Saturday night, that's where it's most important to keep that engagement just as high as it was on social media, if not higher, because that's what we want you to do when you come to Pittsburgh, is to have a great time, not only just for the single people, but also the families, the married people. It's fun for all ages. The kids enjoy it. And it's something that Jim Zufall, the former track announcer at the racetrack, he stepped away this past year, and that's why I'm stepping into the role this season. Something he always used to do, which was pretty cool, and I look forward to carrying on that tradition, is he would go down and take a checkered flag from the we have a checkered flag concession stand, or that's the food court, but we have a gift shop rather, and he goes down and grabs a checkered flag, and he goes down to each driver after their feature win, has the driver sign the checkered flag, and coming up on the last feature event of the night, Jim will actually walk down to a kid sitting in the stands. He'll call the race in the stands, sitting next to a child, and hand him the checkered flag, him or her, rather, the checkered flag. And it's just a nice little touch on the night, you know, for the kid who stuck it out the whole entire night and, you know, got to the last race, and now he gets a little present there. We plan to do a little bit more with the children as well throughout the season and try to get them a lot more involved as well. But on top of that, just telling a story that fans want to sink their teeth into and want to keep coming back to experience on a weekly basis. So just a few things that we look to really hone in on this upcoming season for the 2022 campaign. And as you said earlier, you had mentioned the 33rd or the 34th running of the 33rd running of the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series Pittsburgher 100. This will be the 43rd season, consecutive season at PPMS this upcoming season. So we look forward to getting things kicked off here on April 30th.
Mentioned April 5th is opening night at PPMS, but also it's important. You touched on just recently right there about the children, and I'm excited to hear what you have planned for the kids later this year, and we'll talk about that as well. But you know, that is obviously the future of racing, so it's important to keep the kids engaged with the racing as best possible, and getting involved. It is always good. Also, letting them in for free is another huge thing, I'm sure, especially families. We all know how expensive sporting events can be now. You know, to go to a major baseball game or a football game is going to cost you a couple $100 for families of 3, 4, 5, or 6. So a lot of the racetracks that allow kids in for free, that's got to be huge, and that's got to be encouraging fans to see that and to get them in the stands as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the beautiful thing about short track racing is how it cost friendly it is for families. As you mentioned, when you go to, if you want to take a family to a Pens game, a Pirates game, a Steelers game, it gets awfully expensive, awfully quick. And you know, the beautiful thing about short track racing is oftentimes kids do get in for free. And I wish, right off the top of my head, that I had the ability to tell you what the age limit is. However, I believe it's actually on our website, and if you are listening, you can go ahead and check out our website at ppms.com, and there should be a schedule/tickets tab there that you can click on and go down and check out what exactly the pricing is, if that's available on our website, which I believe it is. So make sure you go ahead and check out what our ticket prices are. I know typically for adults, you're looking at like a $15 admission on a regular action event Saturday night, and then there's special events throughout the season, which the price does go up for like a $20. But, I mean, realistically, for the exception of one event the entire season, $20 for an adult admission is, you know, more than reasonable, in my opinion, especially for the entertainment value that you get out of it, and how long, you know, it's not just a couple-hour thing. You know, we run through the program in a timely manner, but there's so much going on in that timely manner that $20 is well worth it, in my opinion. And I'm not trying to be biased either, but honestly, for $20, you get a lot of value for your dollar.
Yeah, you do, definitely. And it's a great track to go to. Like I mentioned in the opening, we've been to the track several times over the past couple of years. And a great drive to the track. And then once you get there, it's an awesome track. Big track, beautiful area and track to go to as well. So definitely a track that people need to have circled on their schedule to get to. Now let's dig into the schedule, because we've got a great-looking schedule here for you guys this year. April 30th, that is opening, that is this Saturday night. I will have three, it looks like first 3 weeks will be just regular divisional race racing for you guys before we start getting into some of the meat of the schedule and getting prepared for some big series to come through. But those first 3 weeks, are you guys prepared? You guys ready? You've had a few to get the track ready. April 30th is the opening big night for you guys. Are you ready? Is the track ready? And I'm sure you've talked to some drivers. Are they ready?
Oh, the drivers are chomping at the bit. There was actually an opportunity for a test and tune at the Learnerville Speedway about a month ago now, actually, and some of our drivers actually won over and took advantage of that. And those that haven't had that opportunity yet are just chomping at the bit to get back onto the Speedway. You know, those first 3 weeks are what are considered our action events, for the exception of that opening night of April 30th. We do have a Rush Sportsman Modified Touring Series coming in. Well, it's not really a touring series, but it is a series race for them. They'll be coming in and joining our action event. But those first three events, though they may seem just like a regular, ordinary kind of night, this year I've kind of dubbed the year of opportunity. And the reason for that is last season, our points champions, respectively, a lot of them actually won't be returning for several reasons, for different reasons. So, for example, our Rorick Automotive Rush Dirt Late Model Champion, Daryl Charlier, has stepped up and teamed up with Centerline Collision, and they have actually taken on a super late model campaign and will be racing throughout the Western PA and, I believe, just through the throughout the Pennsylvania area. So right there, our Rorick Automotive Rush Dirt Late Model Champion will not be returning for that reason. Our Hobby Stock Champion was Frank McGill. He, I believe, is stepping up into a Penn Ohio Pro Stock this upcoming season. He will not be there to defend his title. Cody Catellis finished second in the points in the Cheplik Packing Hobby Stocks. He also has a Penn Ohio Pro Stock, so I know he plans on running that Hobby Stock on occasion, but I don't think he's going to be running for points. So right there, first and second place in the Cheplik Packing Hobby Stocks, arguably the most competitive division at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, are up for grabs, the first two positions. Then you move on to the Penn Ohio Pro Stocks. You got some tough competition with Nick Achuba and also number 60 of it's slipping right off my top of my head right now. Let me look up the point standings here for you real quick. But however, that was a close points battle. It was the closest points battle of the entire season, and it was entertaining to watch. So I highly recommend coming to check that out. But that division will be pretty much open as well, because I believe the average attendance for that division was roughly around 8 to 10 cars throughout the course of the season. So there's plenty of opportunity to come race and compete for, you know, top 10, top 5 finishes throughout the year. Then you also have the Crawford Auto Repair Open Four Cylinders. That track champion last year was Bill Tennant. I don't believe he's planning on running a full season at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway this upcoming season. He was looking to do a little bit more traveling with his wife, who also was a competitor in the Crawford Auto Repair Open Four Cylinders last season. And so they're looking to do a little bit more traveling this year, not just racing-wise, but just vacation-wise, and take a little bit more time for themselves. So they won't be back to defend their titles. Logan Catellis, who was the Young Guns champion, the Always Safe Flagging and Traffic Control Young Guns champion, he is moving up into the Hobby Stocks this upcoming season, so he will not be back to defend his title. So four out of our five regular divisions will not have the returning champions back to defend their titles, which creates a very unique opportunity for a lot of people, not only just our regular competitors who race with us on a regular basis, but competitors who may want to switch to a different track and switch over to Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway and take a chance at maybe picking up a track championship or real high finish in a track championship. So I've officially dubbed this season the year of opportunity. And going back to why that's important for the first three dates of the season, Pete, is because those first three scheduled events can really set the tone for your season. Those points nights all of a sudden became very important, because one good night could set you apart from a bad night. And it just makes it that much more interesting and that much more important to our competitors.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I know one person who's probably happy to hear about that high stock division would be Stephen Shelman, Mr. seven-time champion there at PPMS, who actually had his car down at Bristol a couple weekends ago. But that's always a great division. Hobby stock seems to be the biggest car division, unless I'm wrong. It seems like when we're there, I feel like there's a lot more hobby stock cars in that division than your other divisions. That seems to be a popular division at PPPMS.
Not only popular, but highly competitive, as I stated earlier, and growing. I believe I've had confirmation on 3 new coming drivers to the hobby stock division this upcoming season. So it'll be entertaining to see how that all gets shaken up. It's such a fun division to watch because it's close racing. I'm not exaggerating when I say these drivers are going 4 wide at most times, because that not only is the track wide enough, but the division is just that competitive. And the beautiful thing about that division, the Czeplik Packing Hobby Stocks, is you have so much diversity in that division. You have kids like Logan Catellus, and I call him a kid respectively because he is younger than me. I believe he's moving up to 16 years old this year, who's going to be moving into that division. So you have a young man in Logan Catellus. You have young female competitors. Chloe Jones was one who actually just had her car down at Bristol this past season. She is one of our regular competitors. Kayla McManus was one of our regular competitors. We also had Carly Kovacs as one of our regular competitors. You have veteran drivers such as Danny Rich, who is I believe a previous champion at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. You have Stephen Sheltman, as you just said, 7-time division champion or 7-time champion. So you have drivers all over the board for the Czeplik Packing Hobby Stocks. It's so fun to watch these young guys. I think of Matt Bernard, who finished 3rd in points this past season. He's getting set to graduate high school this upcoming year. It's so much fun to watch, Pete. It's really a great time. And if you haven't been to the track ever, I definitely invite you all to come out and to come take a look at Dirt's Monster Half Mile. They call it that for a reason, because the place is just so incredibly fast. And if you haven't been there for a while, you've taken a few years off, maybe due to COVID, maybe because you've been seeing other tracks throughout the area, I definitely invite you to come back and take a look at what's going on at Dirt's Monster Half Mile. It's incredible. The racing has been so competitive these past couple of years. The track surface is ready. The stands are ready. The concession stands are ready. The promoter is ready. The teams are ready. We're all just ready to get going here on this upcoming Saturday.
And it seems like the racing is multi-grooved as well. I mean, the track is so big. You mentioned it. Wide race. There's multiple grooves that can run at PPMS as well. And you talk to the drivers, and they'll tell you that you can ride, you can run low, depending on the night and depending on the track. But it does have multiple grooves, and I'm sure that this is why you guys attract the different trees that come through Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. On May 20th, you'll have the Coney 410 Outlaw Sprint Series coming through. Then, of course, on June 4th, we have the Ed Laboon Memorial at the Penn, Ohio Series. So you've got a couple of those nights coming up at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. How important is it for you guys to attract series like this to come through the racetrack and bring different fans, bring the drivers through your track?
Well, that's the beautiful thing. Those first 3-4 weeks of the season really kind of set the pace for the year, and the racing on those nights are promising to be incredible. So it's an easy sell for people to come back and check out for events that promise to be even more exciting. For example, those 410 Outlaw Sprint Series shows, we have 4 scattered throughout the season. Those are undoubtedly, in Western PA, the fastest that you will ever see a winged sprint car go. It's undoubtable. If you've ever been to Pittsburgh, it's comparable. People oftentimes compare it to an Eldora Speedway. However, not nearly as banked. Eldora has much higher banking, but it's also deceiving because whenever you're sitting up in the grandstands of Pittsburgh, which, by the way, go very high. I would unfortunately have the privilege of knowing that because I have to climb up and down those things roughly 5, 6, 7 times a night just to do victory lane interviews and get back up to announce the next race. However, it's deceiving because it doesn't look that high banked while you're sitting up top. However, when you get down to track level, that track has a little bit more banking than you would expect it to have, and that's what helps produce a lot of those fast speeds. You know, we talk about the 410 sprint cars. The exciting news this past season or this past couple of weeks was the addition of the Western Pennsylvania Sprint Car Speed Week that's coming up on June 2nd. That's going to be a Thursday night show. That's going to start on Wednesday, June 1st at the Mercer Speedway. It's going to come to Pittsburgh on Thursday, June 2nd, and then go to Lernerville on Friday, June 3rd. That is going to be one of the most promising nights of the entire season. And it's not to be overshadowed by the Ed LeBoon Memorial. Like, as you just mentioned, on June 4th last season, we had 46 Penn Ohio Pro Stocks check in and compete in the 10th annual running of that event. This year, Vince LeBoon, the promoter of that event, has been just absolutely going crazy, finding sponsorships, finding different ways. We just locked in fireworks for this upcoming season, which doesn't sound really all that special, but in a year where supply chain issues are really tough, it's actually affected the firework industry as well. And so we've secured fireworks. We've secured a lot of payout throughout the field. We've had a couple different payouts come up for fast time qualifiers, for, I believe, Dash winners. So that event always promises to be one of the highlights of the entire season, and this year will certainly be no different for the 11th annual running of that event. Then you look throughout the season, we have the Rush Late Model Touring Series events coming up this season, three of them to be exact. The first one taking place July 2nd, which is going to be the Herb Scott Memorial. That event will pay $3,000 to win. The second one coming up in August 6th, arguably one of the most fun watches for the entire season on the Rush Touring Series schedule, and that is the Joke George Steel City Classic. And that event is promoted by Cletus Motorsports. Brandon Locke, which is his name, and he does such a great job. It's a 50-lap event. That one's always pays. The minimum is $3,000 to win, but that one always pays well over $3,000. You're looking closer to $6,000, $7,000. I believe 1 year was up to $10,000 to win. So you never know what that person can get up to. More information will come out throughout the next couple of months for that. And then the Bill Hendron Memorial, a two-night event at the end of the season, Friday, September 30th, and then Saturday, October 1st. And that Saturday, October 1st show is in coordination with the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series Pittsburgher 100. So talk about value for your dollar there on October 1st on a Saturday night. Not only do you get to see the top stars in late model racing, the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series, but you also get the opportunity to see the top stars in the Rush Touring Series for the Rush competitors. So, and you won't just get the normal Rush competitors that you see at Pittsburgh on a weekly basis, but you'll see them come from all over our region. You know, you'll see Kyle Hardy come from Virginia. You'll see guys from Ohio. You might even see a couple guys from Canada make their way down it. So like you mentioned, this season is just jam-packed, and I haven't even really started to dig into it yet. Those are just some of the highlighted events that we have ready on our schedule to really look forward to.
I mean, that is an awesome schedule. Like you mentioned, everybody go to pppms.com. They've got multiple tabs. You can click on the one for scheduling all of this yourself. We are talking with Tyler Harris. He is the track announcer at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. He is joined on the Barbasol Show phone lines tonight. Tyler, also, you know, if people are looking to get away for a weekend, and may take in a different type of racing, they could circle June 24th through the 26th on their schedule and come see some monster tricks.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing that attracts a really large crowd every single year. Sometimes we have the opportunity to host them twice in a season. Looks like so far just this year we have one opportunity, and as you mentioned, June 24th to June 26th is the Monster Truck Series. That is a leased event. So how that kind of works is the company comes in, they lease the property off of us for the weekend, and they promote their show themselves. So for more information on the Monster Trucks show coming up, I believe there's three of them in that weekend. If you want to go ahead and head over to monstertrucks.com, and they'll get you the information that you need to purchase tickets for that event. So it's pretty cool to check out. I had the opportunity to go to one of them, actually, and see how things are done. It's almost like the Field of Dreams, if you will. That parking lot is absolutely packed. The stands are absolutely packed. People absolutely love the Monster Truck Show when they come to Pittsburgh. So if you're looking for something to do and you're not making your way over to the Firecracker for Lernerville Speedway and you're looking for some Monster Truck action, definitely I'd recommend it because they always put on a really great show and it's a really great promotion.
You mentioned the Herb Scott Memorial. That's July 2nd. Also, I mean, July 9th, we got $1 hot dog night. Who doesn't want to show up to a dirt track and get $1 hot dogs?
Yeah, $1 hot dogs. There's a couple of stops to Ed's Pub throughout the night, and you'll be all right. So we actually have our liquor license at PPMS, and you'll have the ability to enjoy some adult beverages while you're at the Speedway. We ask you that if you do drink, obviously, we ask that you do so responsibly. And if you do drink, don't drive. Call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a family member. Just make sure that you're being responsible while doing it. And but yeah, Burke's $1 hot dog night, that's always a good night. We typically sell out. It gets real busy, so it's pretty entertaining. But then the following weekend, you mentioned July 9th, the following weekend, July 16th, that's free military and first responder night. Last season, that was actually during September 11th, and that was a really touching tribute done by the former track announcer Jim Zufall and a lot of the local surrounding volunteer fire companies and ambulance services teamed in on that as well, and had a real touching tribute to the 10th or the 20th anniversary of the tragic events of September 11th. So we actually went ahead and moved that up to July 16th this year so that the military and first responders who too choose to come and allow us to entertain them and host them for the evening, it gives them the opportunity to check it out. And if they want to come back throughout the rest of the season, they have the opportunity to do that. So we greatly look forward to that. We always ask that if you do choose to do that, like I said, it is free grandstand admission for the military and first responders, but you do have to have your proper identification with you in order to get in for free. So if you do take advantage of that, we just ask that you bring your ID. There will be no questions asked if you do, and we'll be good to go. So we really look forward to hosting our first responders and our veterans on July 16th.
Yeah, we were there for that race last year, and it was very, very touching with all the ambulances and police cars lined up on the front stretch there with drivers. So that was a very, very nice night. The racing wing was on that night as well. You mentioned August. That's a big circle, the Duke George Steel City 50, that 50-lap class. That's a one for people to circle on their schedule. This race has been going on for quite a while at Pittsburgh Sylvania Motor Speedway, and it seems to be growing and getting bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah, I mean, the word's gotten out to the Rush competitors throughout our region that this is a must-attend a race, and they just want to be a part of it as well because the drivers get so invested in it. Like I said, Cletus Motorsports does such a great job promoting this event. The drivers really get invested in it. They really try hard, and it puts on a great race. And last year, we had the opportunity to host Learnerville TV, which if you haven't heard, Learnerville has their own streaming service that you can actually purchase either single race passes or monthly subscriptions to. And last season, the race was live streamed via Learnerville TV, and this year we hope to do the same, as well as several other races throughout this upcoming season. More information for that to come out in the upcoming weeks. We hope that we can secure that and get that cinched in, but I can't imagine August 6th being an exception to that. So if you for some reason can't make it to the racetrack, which by the way I highly recommend you make it to the Duke George Steel City Classic. If for some reason you can't make it, you can always buy the single race pass on Learnerville TV and check it out from home, from the convenience of your home or convenience of your mobile device, which is really cool too. So highly recommend that.
Yeah, and then two other dates for people to circle here on your schedule, Friday, September 30th and October 1st. Those are Friday, Saturday night. At the racetrack there, of course, you know, the Hendren Memorial Tour, and then, of course, the 34th Pittsburgh. These are a couple big races for the racetrack as well for people to maybe make plans to attend. These are stakes for the racetrack as well.
Yeah, last season's Pittsburgher 100 proved to be one of the, one of the best races of the entire Lucas schedule. It was an incredible race. It was a race of attrition. Actually 2020, thinking back to 2020, it was just whose tires could survive the whole 100 laps and who pitted early enough to make sure that their tires would be there in the end. This past season, this past race was much more interesting than that, with Hudson O'Neill charging up through the field and getting the win. It was a great race. a lot of passing. There was a pass toward the end of the race. I believe it was on lap number 93. That's where Hudson O'Neill got around the front runner on that one. Spencer Hughes was a standout in that one as well. He just rolled around the inside for the entire race, and he started toward the back, and he ended up, I believe, getting up to the third position. It was a phenomenal race. It was worth every penny. Then the Bill Hendron Memorial as well is a standalone show, or rather that is a joint show with that as well. Proved to be a really exciting race as well. Tim McCready had sealed the deal on the Lucas Oil Late Model Third Series point standings at that time. He was just pretty much looking to cinch it up, and he was basically able to do that within the upcoming race after that race. But with names like Hudson O'Neill, you had Earl Pearson Jr., Tim McCready, Spencer Hughes, Shane Clanton, Devin Moran, Tyler Erb, Jonathan Davenport, Jimmy Owens, Chris Ferguson, Ricky Thornton Jr., Josh Richards. I mean, you have some of the undoubted top names in late model racing that make their way to Dirt's Monster Half Mile there in October. And not to mention just our phenomenal regional and local talent. You know, you got Colton Flinner, you got Mike Norris, you have Kyle Lucon, who is a regular at Pittsburgh, Jared Miley, Jacob Hawkins, Greg Satterley, who's more regional, Mason Ziegler, Logan Zarin, one of the standouts that has made his way from the Rush Late Model Touring Series up to a super late model now. So the only time we really see Logan Zarin making his way out is either to do some testing or to compete with the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series. So it's definitely one of those races where you get to see how the local and regional talent stack up against some of the best in the nation. And I highly recommend making your way out to Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway for the Pittsburgher 100 weekend, this upcoming September 30th and October 1st of 2022.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a great weekend of seeing. I mean, people need to just circle this track and plans to get there at some point. Like I said, we always try to come at least a couple times there. And I want to say thank you for racing on Saturday and Friday nights, because I work late Thursdays and Fridays. So I'm able to come on Saturdays. It's going for me to get to Lernerville this year, which we just had Big E on a couple days ago, and we were talking to him about their season as well. But they run on Fridays, so excuse me, it's tough for me to get there this year. But the great thing about these tracks, as you mentioned at the beginning, is being able to watch live racing from the Town short track live on TV. And Flow Racing is doing a superb job of bringing that to fans of dirt racing, what the World of Outlaws, the All-Stars, or small short tracks like BMS. How important is it for you guys to have them for some of your races? And also, a second part of that question is, I've seen tracks across the country before they have signs posted, you know they don't want full live streaming any of the racing from fans that are there. It's got to be true for racetracks, because while you guys need the people to show up and the fans in the stands to support the track, you guys got bills to pay, you've got sponsors, but the fans are more important to get there for the drivers and not. Does the invent of and the more popular Flow Racing gets, has it hurt attendance at all, or it doesn't? Obviously, doesn't shy away from it because you're using it. But I'm sure you guys like to see the people stand at the racetrack if possible. Obviously, if somebody in Indiana isn't going to drive 12 hours every week to come watch the racing at PPMS. So it's got to have its ups and downs, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just still so new to our, I guess, not only to our sport. I mean, obviously, if you look at late models and you know, you look at Flow Racing, you look at Dirt Vision, that's obviously come a long way, and it's been around long enough. But as far as the regional and local tracks jumping into the live streaming realm, I would say Big E would probably know best, because he really was one of the ones to help lift Lernerville TV from the ground up and get it to where it is today, where it continues to improve. And that's why, you know, it's been a benefit for Pittsburgh to have that so close by to us, and for Lernerville TV to start to kind of expand its roots a little bit and to, you know, expand, you know, spread its wings and try to get a little bit more involved in the local area as far as live streaming. It's been a great tool. And that's just it too. It's not so much detrimental as it is. It's another additional way to be able to check out what's going on, and it makes you want to come to the racetrack and see it in person. Because though the ability to watch it on your television is great, there's a lot that you miss that you don't get the opportunity to see while you're sitting in the stands, especially the stands at Pittsburgh that sit so high up. You can see everything from your seat no matter where you sit at this place, which is great, because a lot of, you know, ballparks in America or football stadiums in America, yeah, you can see pretty well, but it doesn't offer the greatest advantage point, you know. And a lot of local dirt tracks throughout the area, same thing. There's a lot of places where if you sit down too low, you can barely see what's going on out on the racetrack, whereas at Pittsburgh, that's certainly not a problem, because the track is more built down into the ground and the stands go up so high. So definitely a great benefit. But I wouldn't say that live streaming has really hurt local racing any. Like you said, it just provides an opportunity for people who can't make it. Say, for example, a driver from out of Virginia or out of Ohio who can't make it now has the opportunity to watch the race from their home or from, you know, wherever they may be. And the other thing is, too, that we provide at Pittsburgh is if you go to our website on a race night, you can actually listen live to the live broadcast of me making the call while the racing action is going on the track. So and that's free. That doesn't cost anybody a dime. So if you're ever just wanting to hear what's going on at PPMS on a Saturday night, make sure to go to our website, ppms.com. There should be a Live Now tab right on the front page there. You click on that and it'll bring up a pop-up where you can pretty much just stream the live stream for free, just the voice, audio only, no video, but, you know, at least you get the opportunity to listen to what's going on if you aren't able to make it in person. And then on the nights that Lernerville TV is there and able to provide live stream coverage, then that's even better. That's just more opportunities for fans at home who can't make it or who are physically unable to make it now have the opportunity to check it out. So just to summarize your question up all into one, it's a great tool. People who can't make it to the racetrack now still have the opportunity to check out the racing. And not only that, the people who do check it out at home now have the opportunity to want to come to the racetrack after seeing what they have seen on TV, just to experience it for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it is a great tool. And it's not something, obviously, that you guys are on TV every single weekend. So, where I guess as somebody could see one race, a flow race racing for PPMS, like you said, that kind of gets that taste in their mouth to make them want to practice more. So I'm not against it at all. I think it's great. It's awesome that tracks are using it. Just a question I have for most tracks that I have on the show is, you know, how beneficial is the live streaming to a racetrack, especially a small town, short track like Wyoming by us, who, you know, maybe it's 3,000 on a race weekend, you know, for them to have a live stream of the racing, you know, does it hurt or help them? And every track, like you just said, helps. You know, it's a tool for you guys, and that's awesome. Excuse me. And it's another way to shed more light on the small town short tracks and get their name out there to attract fans and get bigger attendance numbers as well.
Yeah, one track that immediately comes to mind, honestly, if you talk about flow racing, is Marshalltown Speedway. They provide some of the best IMCA stock car racing, I would argue, in America. And I would have never have gotten the opportunity to check out racing at Marshalltown if it wasn't for Flow Racing. So when I come home from Lernerville on a Friday night or, you know, if I'm just at home on a Friday night and have the opportunity to pop it on and check it out and see what's going on, I would have never have heard of Marshalltown Race or Speedway. And now I have the burning desire to go to Marshalltown. And conveniently enough, it's located only about an hour away from Knoxville, Iowa. So you know, it's almost like you almost want to make a weekend of it. And that's what live streaming can provide, is that opportunity to where, hey, you know what, maybe if some weekend we're in that Western PA region, if we're visiting family in Pittsburgh, if we're in the Pittsburgh region, why don't we go check out a couple of the local dirt tracks around there? Hey, you know what, I saw a lot of fast speeds and close racing action at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway on social media or on Learnerville TV. You know, I should check it out for myself in person. And that's, and, you know, that may be a very rare occurrence, but however, that's what that, the power of that tool has, is it has the ability for people to check it out at home and want to come see it for themselves, as we've been mentioning.
Yeah, definitely. It is awesome to see tracks gain more track and attendance by the streaming services that are out there. Tyler, real quick, we talking with Tyler. He is with Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. He's the trial today. He's joining us on the Barbasol Shea phone line. Tyler, what I like to do with track and drivers is at the end of the interview, give you guys a chance to talk about the sponsors, because we all know how important sponsorship is, not just for drivers to show up every weekend, put fuel and pulling tires on the car and to race, but also tracks. All tracks depend on sponsorships as well. We know how important that is. So I like to give guys an opportunity at the end of the interview to mention be a few. You can mention all of them if you want, but you know, give your sponsors a shout. Let them know that it's you know, obviously you guys care about them, and gives our listeners a chance to. Here's some different companies that support your racetrack well.
Yeah, as you said, if it weren't for the sponsors, both on the track side and on the driver's side, you know, this wouldn't be as easy as it. I shouldn't say easy, but it wouldn't really be all that easy. You know, it wouldn't be possible. It'd be much more difficult. And we're so thankful for our sponsors. You know, Roark Automotive has been a pretty long term. Sponsor for our Rush late model division, so we're excited to have them back for the 2022 season. We have the Cheplik Packing is actually one of our exciting new sponsors for this upcoming season for the hobby stock division. Cheplik Packing is a meat packing company, and they were generous enough to provide some different steaks and stuff like that for some different drivers throughout the past season, and they spoke very highly of their product, and we're excited to have them on board, because not only with their sponsorship for the division, they also added a mini series for our hobby stock drivers. So out of four races, three of them throughout the season are going to be for $500 to win, which doesn't sound like much, but that's much higher. That's a good bit higher than what our typical payout for a hobby stock winner is. So $500 to the winner for three nights, and then the final event on September 10th this upcoming season is $1,000 to win for the hobby stocks. And that is a must-watch event. I talk about a lot of must-watch events at PPMS this upcoming season, but I'm not exaggerating whenever I say that these competitors, when you throw $1,000 on the line, it just gets so much more competitive. And I mean, they're bumping, they're banging, they're rubbing fenders. It's everything you love to see in traditional grassroots local dirt car racing, wrapped up into one night of racing with the hobby stocks on September 10th. So definitely check that out for the Cheplik Packing miniseries finale on that one. Crawford Auto Repair is our divisional sponsor for the open four cylinders. They've been a very long time sponsor at the racetrack, so we're very thankful to have them there. And then the Always Safe Flagging and Traffic Control Young Guns. Always Safe Flagging and Traffic Control is basically just a flagging company for construction road crews out there. They provide safety materials and different safety workers and all that stuff like that for road construction. So very happy to have them on. Pretty big company throughout the Western PA area, especially down in Allegheny County. RockAuto.com has been a really long-time sponsor for us. They provide some of the pit wristbands for us. Actually, all of them, to be completely honest. So happy to have RockAuto.com back for 2022. Isley's has been a long-term sponsor. Isley's Chip Chopped Ham, a big thing in Western Pennsylvania. J.D. Hall Excavating has done a lot of work throughout our area or throughout our racetrack, not only on the track but on our facilities as well. Precise Racing Products. I've already talked about the Roark Automotive Group. Zarin Truck and Automotive, located in Moon Township. Definitely check them out for large CDL axle, large tri-axle related fixes, big diesel machines, engines and stuff like that. Zufall Communications, Yingling Brewing Company, they've been a longtime sponsor with us as well, have several promotions throughout the entire season with Yingling, so excited to have them back for the 2022 season as well. Calusi Chevrolet, Coca-Cola, Basil Race Fuels, so just a bunch of sponsors to help make it happen, and that's something that we really like to focus on at Pittsburgh, is not only just appreciating and thanking on our sponsors, but creating an experience with them. I forgot arguably one of the most important ones right off the top of my head, Falcone Moon Township Automotive. Falcone is responsible for bringing our 410 sprint cars to the racetrack four times a year, including our Boss Wingless Sprint Car Series that comes up throughout the middle of the season. They're a big part of how we're able to keep going. And also Zrim's Tire provides the pace truck as well. So two of our larger sponsors that save the best for last kind of thing, you know, and they're really good at what they do. And we really appreciate all of our sponsors. But we want to create strong engagement and strong opportunities for our sponsors, not only to just be just not only for them to have the exposure for our fans, but as well as create business-to-business or business-to-consumer opportunities for those in attendance. So we look forward to that with our sponsors, just trying to just be able to create a good relationship not only between us, but potential business workings between other companies and other sponsors through networking and several other opportunities throughout the Speedway.
Well, I've definitely used Rock Auto a time or two in my car needs, especially recently. We've had several cars we bought for our youngest that we've had to replace some parts on and to use metal quite a bit on that. And also, I see Summit Racing equipment is on your website as well, and that's actually just about 40 minutes up the street from me here in Northeast Ohio. So even several companies and you know your list of companies that sponsor you guys or partners with you guys, I know very well, and you know, it's awesome to see that. It's, you know, like you said, it gives your fans a chance to see these companies and use them if they ever need to, and that's awesome for those companies as well. So, Tyler, thank you once again for coming on. It wasn't organized as I was trying to be this weekend. I got the weekend kind of flew by me, and I was sitting in the living room, and I said, "Oh crap, I never sent Tyler those questions." I told him I'd remind him, but I think we made it. I think I got through the interview pretty well, no hiccups. I enjoyed it.
No, yeah, it was a great interview. I appreciate your guys' time, and you guys really run a solid ship here. I had the opportunity to listen in a little bit before the interview, and I'll proceed to listen here once we get off the phone. But I appreciate what you do, and appreciate you giving us the opportunity to come on and talk about our product and talk about our Speedway, because it is a great facility. And if you've never been there, once again, I highly recommend it. It's a great drive. If you have the opportunity to drive through the city of Pittsburgh, you get the great opportunity to drive through that, then through the Fort Pitt tunnels. But if you're on the opposite side, like the Ohio side, still a beautiful drive, because the Route 2230 is pretty nice, and you get a nice scenic touring drive up till you get to the exit for Pittsburgh. So we look forward to hosting a great 2022 season, and there's a lot of events that I haven't even had the opportunity to mention yet. You know, Autograph Night is arguably one of the best ones for our kids that want to come on attendance. They get the opportunity to get up close and personal on the front straightaway with the drivers, with the cars. They get free candy, free chips, free drinks and stuff like that. The drivers typically do. So I definitely recommend that. But like I said, all of our information for the entire upcoming season, point standings, ticket information, you know, COVID is still a thing. We do have our COVID info on there and all of our results and news. You can always check that out at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. That's ppms.com. And as I mentioned earlier in the interview, make sure you follow us on Facebook at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. And we also have a Twitter that we keep up to date with as well. And you can follow that at PA Motor Speedway.
Yeah, definitely encourage everybody to follow all of those along for the year. We'll have you back on later in the year as well. We'll check in with you guys, see how the season is going. Plus, We plan on making number two out to the Speedway ourselves and covering a couple nights of racing out there as well. Tyler, thank you for taking some time out of your evening to come on and talk to us. I appreciated it. I always enjoy being able to talk to different racetracks and them taking time out to come on our little show. We might not have a lot of fans now, but we appreciate you guys taking the time out to talk to us and come show.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, though? The fans that do tune in are the loyal ones, and they go a lot further than, you know, having a huge population. So to the listeners out there who are listening, thank you very much for your time, and thank you for supporting a great program such as yours, Pete. And, you know, we hope that you give us a chance at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway this upcoming season. You know, the beautiful thing about our facility is, too, Pete, is we're 10 minutes down the road from, you know, 12,000 different hotel rooms. We have endless restaurants. We have a mall right down the road, and we're only 15 minutes from downtown Pittsburgh. So definitely look forward to having you guys come out for a couple times this year. You know how to get a hold of me, so when you come, let me know that you're there, that you're coming, and we'll be happy to have you, and we're happy to have anybody else who wants to stop on out this upcoming season and check us out. So thank you very much for your time. We definitely appreciate it.
Not a problem, Tyler. Enjoy the rest of your night. Enjoy the rest of your week. And we will definitely be talking to you again soon.
That sounds great, Pete. Thank you so much.
All right. That was Tyler Harris, the track announcer at PPMS, Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. We appreciate him coming on tonight and talking to us and give a rundown on the 2022 schedule. We did not like to mention everything. We probably could have taken the entire 2 hours and talk to him tonight. But we do have some other stuff to get to. I will bring Christina here in just a minute. We'll take another quick commercial break. On the other side, we'll talk about the All-Stars of Champions. They have started their PA swing. We'll talk about that. Plus, we had NASCAR. They were down at the High Bank Super Speedway of Talladega. This upcoming week, they will be at Dover. We'll talk about that. Plus, the Fastlane Sports Show League. And we still have the penalty box to do yet, too. So keep it tuned right here to the Slipsticks Radio Network. This is the Fastlane Sports Show presented by Hard Fishing Game. We'll be right back.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you all enjoyed that interview with Tyler Harris, the new track announcer at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. We appreciate him taking time out. We ran all over there, Chris, but it was a great interview. It is a great track. If anybody has that's listening has ever been there, it is definitely a track that you want to get to. It is a big, big track. Like you said, Christina, those stands, the way they sit on the stretch, I spend all my time in the pit, and pit board is right at the start or finish line. So that's right up, right at the finish line, inside line in the pits. And you look at the stands. I mean, you are looking up at the stands. So they are definitely a great seat, not a bad seat at all there. But, love talking to Tyler. He came on show and was able to spend a little time talking dirty with us.
There's nothing going wrong with going overtime on an interview when you're talking dirt racing. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But, and, you know, unfortunately, that's the best part of having some of the stuff on TV or on slow racing. Is because people like me, who do not live in the north anymore, mind you, I'm from the north, but I don't live in the north anymore. I venture to where it's a lot warmer and there isn't this little thing called snow running around rampant. So, I mean, that's the best part for me is I can still watch and be that fan that I like to be. And
yeah.
I mean, it's the best part, seeing late models on TV.
And like I told Tyler, I'm obviously against live streaming the races as small short track for that reason right there. You know, you have people that have lived around the area. They grew up around dirt racing in this area and maybe for whatever reason have moved away. So, you know, kind of hard for somebody to drive 23 hours to go to a race. So that is what it is beneficial. You know, but you know, you get to ask, you got to make sure, because we still urge people. We still want people, if they do close, you know, go to the racetrack at least once or twice a year. It doesn't have to be every weekend, but you know, 2, 3, 4 times a year, check out a couple different tracks, because you going is one more thing that helps pay their bills. So that's why we encourage pulling out so much. But Christina, we still got dirt race to talk about, because the All-Star Circuit of Champions, I'm sorry, the Tizos All-Star Circuit Champions, they started their PA swing April 21st, and it kicked off at Bloomsburg Fairgrounds, and it's a pretty darn good race. It sounds like even the drivers were excited to be there. The track was great, and the rating was good, and Mr. Anthony Macri picked up the win.
Well, I mean, I hyped this one up. I said this was going to be a race to watch. I feel like I didn't lie.
Yeah.
And what I said, and, like, this is small, and this is crazy, and it's great racing. And you want to know what's crazy about this? Christopher Bell was there, you know, before going to Talladega. He didn't finish the race, but he was there. You know, and everything, and ran this. And, I mean, it's so small. I'm so glad this track is back. And, yes, there's a lot of crazy stuff that happens when, you know, race tracks come back to life. People want to, like, take them to court and all this other crap or this noise. Sorry, but let's deal with it. I mean, Miami and us, we're going through that right now with the F1 race that's set to take place in Miami Gardens around the, you know, Miami Dolphins Stadium. That's going to be exciting. But that's for another time. But, yeah, I mean, Anthony Macri of all, I mean, I'm not shocked. Anthony Macri is a good race car driver. Probably one of the best in Pennsylvania. So, I mean, why not win and take the $6,000 and say, hello, All-Stars, welcome to Pennsylvania, because this is exactly what happened. And it's the fun didn't stop at Bloomsburg. I mean, we had two other nights of racing, great racing. We went to Williamsburg Speedway for the Tommy Hinscher Classic as well, and that's an All-Star Circuit of Champions, well, I'm sorry, Tezo's All-Star Circuit of Champions race as well. And did we see any All-Stars on the podium?
No.
Not at all. Brent Marks, Lance Lewis, and Danny Dietrich round out that podium. And then we go to my hometown, the beautiful track at Port Royal Speedway. I'm very biased, and I still think it's one of the best. I don't care. It is. It's one of the best. I love all dirt racing, but Port Royal holds a very special place in my heart. We had the Keith Kaufman Classic as well. A little fun fact, I went to school and graduated with Keith Kaufman's son. So mind you, I've, you know, literally my whole entire life, I've grown up watching Keith Kaufman race. So this is a great race. And who did we see win that one?
Mr. Anthony Macri.
Yes, because he's dominating right now. And this is the greatest faction right now of racing is Anthony Macri, and how much certain people are starting to detest and dislike him. And I enjoy it. It's so much fun.
It is. Krista, also, so, I mean, other than that fight with, Anthony Macri got the win, and Bill Ballack and Justin Peck were joining him on the podium there. But other than that night, the rest of the other two races, we've had an all-PA podium. That second night at Winners Grove, we had Brent Marks, Lance Dietz, Danny Dietrich, all PA guys. Anthony Macri, Logan Wagner, Lance DeWitt, all PA guys. So the PA guys have shown up and shown these all-stars, hey, you're in our territory. These are our race. We're going to show you how it's done.
Yeah, and I mean, it's been amazing racing, and that's the best part about it. And I mean, we saw zero sunshine, so to speak, happening this past weekend or so. So, you know, hopefully they can get back to it. But unfortunately, there is an unfortunately part of the schedule that is happening. And I hate to see this because I really hope this doesn't continue to happen. I feel like it is going to continue to happen as much as I don't want it to. And I hope there's a way around this or something at some point. But Bedford Speedway, the Johnny Grum Classic, has been postponed. Not because of weather.
No.
Not at all. So this race has sadly been postponed due to the unfortunate concerns of limited right rear tire supply, and which is resulting in what could be very low car count.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate because we're seeing this happen across the country. It's not just happening in one section of the country. It's happening everywhere. And
right.
It's getting very expensive to get a tire as well now. These shortages are affecting everything, including racing. On all levels, and it's an unfortunate situation because some of these guys and gals are racing with literally their paycheck from their day job. Some people aren't fortunate enough to be like Anthony Macri, because Anthony Macri races at his job. He really does. That is his job. He's a full-time race car driver. Not everyone gets that luxury to do that, and even that team is, you know, going through the budget battles and stuff as well. So it's just an unfortunate situation we're put in. I hope it doesn't happen very much more, though.
Yeah, we just see that especially as we just talked about it with Tyler. These racetracks only have to battle Mother Nature and hope that the weekend pulls around. And there's no rain on a Friday or Saturday night to start with. But also, I mean, even the week, we've seen tracks, we've seen it with Lernerville, where it would rain really hard on a Wednesday or Thursday, and it was enough to where the track was so soaked, because these dirt tracks, we can't just take a dryer out there and drive around the dirt, like we on an asphalt track. So, especially these dirt tracks, they get too much soaked water on a Wednesday, Thursday, or two leading up to the weekend race, and it can cancel as well. So not only are we battling Mother Nature, now we're battling this tire issue. So hating it for sure, especially for some of these small town short tracks that depend on, some of them depend on All-Stars or the World of Outlaws coming to their track, and they got to cancel or postpone, that hurt, the fans as well. Excited, hey, the All-Stars are coming to town. Doesn't happen very often, and then it's postponed due to tire shortages. Hate to see it. Yes, Bedford has been postponed for now. They are going to try and work it back into the schedule at a later date. As for now, the All-Star Stars will up Friday, the 29th, at Winterville to round out the A swing before they come back to Ohio and then head a little further west for the month of May. So still have a chance in Western PA around that Pittsburgh, Northern PA, Erie PA area, and drive to Lernerville. You can still see the All-Stars race Friday night at Lernerville Speedway. Those 410 sprints there. Tyler Courtney, Mr. Shine is still in the points, though. You know, it helps that Anthony Macri, Lance DeWeese, Logan Wagner, some of these aren't full-time All-Star drivers. So Tyler Courtney getting a win or a podium, it still helped him, though, that it wasn't an All-Star driver who got the win. So he hates to not win, but I'm sure loves seeing an all-PA podium, though, because it helped him in the points.
Yeah, it didn't hurt him very much with that and what's going to happen. You know, we'll see what happens. We have a lot of racing yet. Like we said, nothing is set in stone as champions yet. We're only in April. There's a lot coming up that's going to sway the points in one way or another direction. There's a lot of things that can happen. So we just have to hang on tight, hope for the best, and see what happens, because, I mean, it's going to get wild. The series always does, and I can't wait to look forward to it every day.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a great season, and from what we've seen so far, the racing has been phenomenal, so I can't wait to several tracks here coming up. Christina, I think that about wraps up the dirt racing and the talk for tonight. We've got some quick NASCAR stuff to talk about. We've got our league to talk about. We've got the penalty box to come up yet as well. Wow. Let's jump right into some asphalt racing. Let's talk about Talladega. We had that typical boring halfway through the race that we just lined up like a freight train. I see it every day anyway at work, so nothing to me. But we saw that single line, everybody kind of get in line and drive around for 20 or 40 laps and kind of tick the laps off until we get to the end and guys could make it a run for the end. What did you think, though, of racing? We've talked highly of this so far. We loved it on mile and a half tracks. Daytona was a pretty good race at the beginning of the year. I thought Talladega was a decent race. Other than that middle where they were single file for a while, other than that, the racing was pretty good, though. Side-by-side racing, guys were able to pass. We saw, what did we see? 16 different drivers, speed 40 or 46 different times. So definitely some passing for the leader.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad race. Yeah, I'm salty about that race, but
yeah.
I mean, I can't help that people don't know how to drive these race cars still to this day. But you know, it is what it is. Yes, I did take Daniel Suarez. For those who don't know what I mean, I am salty about that because he was doing very well, and he has been. He's a pretty decent restrictor plate racer. It's not any doing of his own. He was in there in the back, and, you know, that's usually when stupid shit happens. And that's exactly what happened. He's being dumb. But no, I thought the race was actually fairly good for the most part. Yeah, that middle part, but that happens every year. It doesn't matter what package or what car we bring. People get afraid. Be honest, seeing so many cars flip and, you know, catch the fence and stuff, drivers get afraid. They say it's too early to do something or do this or do that, and then they all wait till the very end and be dumb and, you know, make stupid moves. And the one guy that didn't do anything wrong the whole race actually was locked out at one point, you know, didn't hit a single person, ends up winning the race. Who would have guessed it?
Yeah, yeah. I love how, you know, some of these drivers, I don't know. Like, you know,
Denny
Hamlin.
Oh, well,
like Denny Hamlin would not have done a clue what Kyle Larson coming to the checkered flag. I mean, come on. I'm sorry about your team. It took out both of your cars that you own personally. I'm sorry about that. You know, I'm sure that,
but,
you know,
I mean,
if it had happened to any other two drivers other than his own, he would have cared. But, he's dollar signs. But I mean, Kyle Larson going for the win. Eric Jones moved up a little bit. Kyle Larson tried to go around her, both in the beat there. It was a race move at the end. Come check your flag.
Well, what I don't understand is why Eric Jones didn't hold his line.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Was he afraid to win? Like, does he forget what it's like to win? Does he forget that he was racing for a win? I just don't get what he was going on in that instance in his mind. But also, Denny Hamlin is so salty about the earth, is so salty about NASCAR in general, because he's had a horrendous year. They went to this new car, and, you know, he has had literally minus the one win, which I don't know. Did he backdoor into that one? I don't remember. Is he a hack? I don't know. I'm starting to feel like Denny Hamlin's the hack. I just how do you run out of fuel? How are you the only car?
Yeah,
I
want to know if the old guy got fired today following that race.
And then you wait, your crew chief, and then wait until it's too late to tell you to save fuel. I just or was that a plan thing? To try and help. I don't know. We'll never know. It doesn't matter. He didn't win, nor did a Toyota win, for that matter. So that was interesting, because he was literally the worst of the group yet again. Well, minus then Christopher Bell, but, I mean, Christopher Bell got wrecked by his own teammate coming off pit road. I would hate to be in a TRD meeting this week, considering TRD's not happy with Kyle Busch right now anyway. But, you know,
well,
I don't understand.
I don't know. On a good note, for Ross Chastain getting the win, obviously the second win of the year, and we all know how important wins are, especially for small teams, but it has brought a big sponsor to Trout. Worldwide Express is a partner with Kyle's Race Racing in a three-year deal. Races next to CUC four more times, and that'll be for Ross Chastain's number one Chevy, and then four more times on Daniel Suarez's number 99 Chevy. So, very, very big good news for teams like Trackhouse, who, you know, have definitely, they're really loving this car. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And that's the whole thing. It helps these teams. It also helps Eric Jones. It helps Ty Gibbs. I mean, not Ty Gibbs. Oh, man, I pulled a Dale Earnhardt Jr. I meant Ty Dillon. I definitely pulled a Dale Earnhardt Jr. Wow, just exactly the same way. So, and it's cool because Worldwide Express has, you know, been around for some time. It's just now they're doing a lot more in racing, and it's one of, you know, it's great, and that's why these sponsors are key. not only are they going to sponsor Ross, they're also sponsoring Flores. And it goes to show you that, I mean, they believe in everything. These two guys are really battling it out. I believe Flores would have a win, too, if it weren't for bad luck and getting wrecked, in all honesty, at some point so far in the beginning of this year. But, it happens. It's going to. He has nothing to hold his head about. He's led laps. He's proven the 99 is strong. And it goes to show these teammates are going to be there when it comes time for the playoffs. I really think both of them will make the playoffs. And I still think Suarez gets a win this year. So we'll see what happens. And now we're going to go to what is, I think, one of the most boring races of the year.
We'll see. Maybe new car. We'll have something for over and the race there.
Let's hope.
Exciting again. You talk about Perez. He finds himself 19th in points, not that far out of 16th, which is cut off. So not that far out of the playoffs based on points. But yes, I feel like he's going to find himself in victory lane at least once this year and before the playoffs to get himself into the playoffs. Ooh, could be a good race. We only have so far this year out of 10 races.
We only have two repeat winners.
Only 8 winners so far. So Denny Hamlin seeing the repeat winners because he is another one, finds himself 21st in the point.
He got
that win. So
I don't think he can rest on that, though. That's the whole thing. I truly think this is going to play where you need to win at least more than one, or you need to have stage points and everything else. He's really scraming bottoms here. You know, he's 24th in points and has a win, but he's had really horrendous finishes. And it's not going to end well. It really isn't if you think about it, because Suarez is in 19th. But Suarez has had better finishes in, you know, half these races compared to Denny Hamlin. The same with Tyler Reddick, who had a bad day at Talladega. I'm pretty sure ECR and everyone were shitting bullets for a brief moment in time because we started to see a whole ton of motor issues happening and going on. And, I mean, it's a lot of crazy things happening.
And what hurts Tyler Reddick right now also is, he's 15th in the points for the regular, but with Denny Hamlin having that win, right now, Tyler Reddick, if the playoffs were to start this weekend, would find himself up on the outside looking in again, because Denny Hamlin would be in and Tyler Reddick would be out. So Tyler Reddick needs to find himself some more points. Christopher Bell, as far as the playoff, Christopher Bell right now, who's 14th in points, be in playoffs. You have Tyler Reddick out, and who else would be out? 14th, Tyler Reddick, and Eric Jones. Those guys are right there on the cuff. So, for Bell and Tyler Reddick out. So Tyler needs to find more points as well before he finds himself on the outside looking. And Denny Hamlin is ninth when it comes to playoff points. So, you know, like you said, he cannot rest on one win, because if the season keeps going the way it is, we're probably going to have three or four or possibly five more guys get some wins that don't have one yet. And they could come from guys that are above Denny Hamlin in the points that could come out. So he is definitely need to think about getting some better finishes. He's got four naps now so far this year. So Kyle Larson, of the playoff guys with wins, Denny Hamlin's got four DNFs. Kyle Larson has three. We've only ran 10 rain races. So those guys definitely looking to get some better finish. But as our league goes, Christina, Bobby and Chris did not have races this weekend. Debbie and Chris both went with Logano. And I believe they were part of that same edit that took out Suarez.
Yeah.
I'll talk about this another time. But, yeah, so we had a little shake-up up in the pool. Nick going with Kyle Larson, almost getting that win weekend. He got 50 points, though. He gets the most points. But Matt went with Truex. He got 45 points this week, and that moved him all the way up second place in the standings. He does have win this year as well. So me, Chris, Matt, and Aaron still the only four that have wins for the year and those five playoff bonus points. But Christy, you're up there. You're still in the top five in points. So you know, that's good. We've got three girls and two guys. Me and Matt, we're trying to hold you women down, trying to keep you out of the top five. No, I'm just messing. But it's been a great season so far. I was a little off this weekend. I didn't get Tyler his questions. I didn't our league post out in time. I was a mess this week. But got through it. We got through everything. So what do you say? You want to do the penalty box real quick while we're still on air?
I don't have one. I don't have a penalty box thing. But I do have what we would call the feel-good moment of the weekend.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I mean, it should be everybody's feel-good moment of the weekend. Jeffrey Earnhardt in the three. Larry McReynolds back on top of the pit box. We saw them win the pole, run outstanding all race long. They had a great race from start to finish and getting everything together. It was a very complete race for them. Finished just one spot shy of the win. Nonetheless, it was a great race. That car came home in, like, literally the best-looking fashion a Talladega car could.
Yeah.
We could say the same about the driver that won, too. And they didn't wreck each other. They ran very clean. It was a clean race for those two. Everyone else, not so much. But, I mean, we saw, you know, the 9 and the 3. I've never in my life cheered so hardly against Noah in a race. I mean, as much as I hate to say that, I did cheer against Noah just because I wanted to see the Earnhardts back in you know, victory lane. But nonetheless, it was a great race, and I can't help but, you know, feel so happy and good for those guys. It was a great race for them.
Yeah, it was. And it was awesome to see Larry Mack on top of a box, so very, very good weekend all around for all of that. Penalty box, I guess we could do honorable mentions, but no penalties, please, this week. We'll say that Denny Hamlin, he gets an honorable mention. And almost, upon further review, there was no infraction, but we'll give him a warning to clean it up a little bit. Stop crying about drivers going for a win just because they took out two of your cars and it cost you money. You've done the same thing. I'm pretty sure you have done the same thing. So, you know, that's super speedway racing. Plus, like you said, he was a little salty because he ran out of fuel. You know, who runs out of fuel at a super speedway? Especially when, you know, everybody did it at the same time. And nobody else, so. It was a great week overall for Ray. It was a great weekend for weather-wise as well. So a lot of small-town short tracks mentioned at the beginning. Christina, Wayne County got to run this past Saturday, had some great racing out there. Lerner got to run, I believe, AJ Flip started the season off with a win in at Lernerville.
Yeah,
so. He is making his for another championship out there. PPMS getting kicked off this Saturday. Let us pray and hope that we have weather this weekend, which I believe weather this weekend around here is supposed to be good again. We're showing mid to up 60s for the weekend. So not as warm as this past weekend, but definitely can do with the upper 60s. As long as the sun shines, he should be good. So definitely, you know, we talked about it. Christina talked about it every weekend. We encourage everybody, please check out a small town short track near you. Find out who your local track is. Most every track, Christina, has a website now. Go on their way or their social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, a website. Check out their schedule and try and get to at least one race. These tracks, we talked about Tyler. A lot of tracks, 1200 get in for free, even into the pits. So as long as an adult pays for a pit pass, the kids get in for free. It's a great to get the kids interested in racing if they're not. If they are interested in racing, it's a great way to keep their interest. Most tracks, Christina, have fan appreciation night, autograph night, kids night. Definitely check out the websites, though. And it's affordable. I mean, $15 to get in a regular show on a regular night. It's not too bad.
No, it's great, and that's what it's all about, and I hope everyone can get out, you know, weather pending, and you guys stay warm. But enjoy the racing and have a great weekend with it. I mean, why not? I mean, it's more affordable than what I'm going to go do in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it truly is. We talked about it with Tyler. You know, I mean, it's $15, maybe $20 to get into a racetrack around here, PA, wherever. You go to a Pirates game, or go to a Blue Jets game, or you go to a Browns or Bengals or Steelers game. You're going to be paying almost $100 a ticket, and then go and places charge $7 for a hot dog, $10 a drink. Parking is $20-$30. I mean, a family effort to go to a professional sporting event. You're looking $400-$600 for one game. You go to your small town track, you're going to pay $30-$40 to get in, maybe $50 to get in for a couple adults. The kids, if they're under 12, get in for free. You get to go into the pit. You get to interact with drivers themselves, see the cars, watch great racing, all for under $100 in the concession stands. Like Wayne County, I mean, a hamburger, cheeseburger is like $2-$3 maybe. Drink, they've got some Trev beer here, if that's what you're into. So a lot more full, a lot better family atmosphere, you know, a lot better entertainment, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, and it's great, and that's where you meet lots of friends and new people, and it's honestly the best thing to do. It's how I got my start and a lot of, you know, things I've done in life, and I'll be forever grateful for all of it. And I mean, it's in my blood. My family's been around it. I've been dealing with it with my family forever. So, I mean, it's the best of the best.
Yep, definitely. And other than NASCAR and paying for hot passes, you know, you don't have to go to a football game, go down into the locker room and see all the players, talk to the players, or you know what I mean? You don't get to the dugout at an MLB game. These small town tracks, you're down in the pit, talking to the drivers and looking at their cars. So it's definitely fun as well. Christina, it's been another great show. Who knows? We might have another special guest next week. Who knows? Have to stick around to find out. If I guess people are stuck with just you and me.
Well, you never know what might come out of my mouth. But anyway, it's been fun, and it's been great, and I appreciate it. And everyone enjoy the rest of the week and their weekends. And, I mean, I'll probably talk to everyone here soon. And if you never know. You never know where I'll show up.
Sounds good. All right, Christina, have a great week. We'll talk to you Monday. All right, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you to Tyler for Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motorsports. For Christine, I'm host Pete. Till next Monday, see ya.